Chapter 13.4, Section Summary.
Communications changed dramatically in the 1800s. Samuel Morse invented the telegraph in 1837. The telegraph transmitted signals by sending pulses of electricity through a wire. To use the telegraph to communicate, Morse developed Morse code. This code combined long and short telegraph pulses to represent letters. By tapping quickly and listening carefully, operators could send and receive many words a minute. Morse tested his telegraph in 1844 by successfully connecting Baltimore and Washington, D.C. with telegraph wires. Telegraphs were soon used for business, government, and private communication. Telegraph companies strung telegraph lines along railroads and established telegraph offices in train stations. By 1854, the United States had more than 15,000 miles of telegraph cable. Factories improved, too. Factory owners started using steam power instead of water power. Water power relied on running water, while steam power only required that water be heated. By using steam power, factory owners could build their factories in cities and near transportation centers. This decreased the manufacturer's shipping and labor costs. Technology also changed farm life. In 1837, blacksmith John Deere developed a steel plow that could cut through heavy soil. By 1846, Deere was selling 1,000 plows a year. Cyrus McCormick developed a mechanical reaper that allowed farmers to cut wheat quickly. He mass-produced the reapers at his Chicago factory, one of the first factories to use the new steam engine technology. McCormick began selling reapers in the 1840s. By 1858, he was a millionaire. In the 1830s, harvesting an acre of wheat took 20 hours. With a reaper, it took 1 hour. Technology affected everyone in the 1800s. In the 1830s, ice boxes, which were cooled by large blocks of ice, allowed families to store fresh food. Iron cook stoves began replacing cooking fires and stone hearths. Some families installed water pumps in their houses. Isaac Singer improved on Elias Howe's sewing machine. He made his fortune by selling Singer sewing machines in the 1850s. Mass production enabled people to make goods cheaper and faster.